Blog Talk Radio.
To be here today, to be able to speak the word of God to those that are listening on the show. And we thank God for another wonderful opportunity to be able to share just a segment of his word. Today we're speaking about wisdom. Wisdom's assets. Wisdom brings some things to the table herself, praise God. And it's just interesting to know there are some things that are a benefit to each of us as we dive into the Word of God, the rich pool of God's Word. And there's so many things that he has to say to us and that will be helpful to us as we continue to navigate as we go forward in this world. Let's get to the Word on today, speaking about wisdom's assets. Wisdom's assets, praise God. There are some things that are beneficial. We want to go to the Word. There's several passages I want to read in your hearing on this morning that will kind of set the backdrop for where we are headed. If you have your Bibles, Hosea chapter 4, verse 6, very, very, very familiar passage. We find ourselves quoting it quite often, praise God, Hosea 4 and 6. And it simply says, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Because thou hast rejected knowledge, the Lord says through Hosea, I will also reject thee, that thou shalt not be priest to me, seeing that thou hast forgotten the law of thy God. I will also forget thy children. Praise God. Pretty heavy accusation here, accusation that is being cast. He says they've been destroyed simply for lack of knowledge. Not that knowledge is not provided, but more appropriate, the fact that knowledge has not been received, praise God. He says, you have rejected knowledge, and I will also reject you. He said that you shall not be a priest unto me. God expects his children, and quite naturally, to listen to him and to receive the instructions that he gives by way of his word. Jesus said it best. He says, man shall not live by physical bread alone, but by every word that proceeds forth out of the mouth of God. We literally, saints of God, live by the word of God. We live by the word of God, the words that come out of his mouth. So they are a necessary a benefit to us each and every day of our lives. We literally live by the word of God. Proverbs 13, chapter 3, 13, 14, it says, happy is the man that findeth wisdom, and the man that getteth understanding. Happy is the man, the person that findeth wisdom, and the man that getteth understanding. For the merchandise of it is better than the merchandise of silver, and the gain thereof than fine gold. In other words, the writer of the Proverbs here says it's better. And we know it to be Solomon, who it is attributed to, the wise king, praise God, the one who God implied wisdom. He applied wisdom to Solomon simply because God desired to give it to him because of Solomon's attitude, praise God. But he says here, happy is the man that findeth wisdom and the man that getteth understanding for the merchandise. That means you need it. The merchandise of it is better than the merchandise of silver, and the gain thereof than fine gold. He goes on to say in verses 1 through 4, does not wisdom cry, and understanding put forth her voice? She standeth in the top of high places, by the way in the places of the past. She crieth at the gates, at the entry of the city, at the beginning and at the coming in, at the doors. Praise God. Unto you, O men, I call. This is wisdom speaking, and my voice is to the sons of men. Praise God. She put forth her voice. It's not for a lack of wisdom not speaking, as most of surely is speaking, for in Proverbs 8 here, it says, she standeth in the top of the high places by the way of the gates of the path, and she crieth at the gate, even at the entry of the city, at the coming in at the door. And she says, unto you men, O men, I call, and my voice is to the sons of men. And then Proverbs 8, which is known as the wisdom chapter, praise God. Proverbs 8 and verse 8, all the words of my mouth are in righteousness. There is nothing froward or perverse in them. All my words, the words of my mouth are in righteousness. That is, they are in right standing with the will, the purpose of God. There is nothing froward or perverse in them. They are all plain to him that understandeth, and right to them that find knowledge. Receive my instructions, and not silver, and knowledge rather than choice gold, for wisdom is better than rubies, and all the things that thou may that may be desired are not to be compared to it. That is unto wisdom. I wisdom dwell with prudence. and find out knowledge of witty inventions. Listen to her say how there's some things that wisdom she brings to the table, and by acquiring wisdom, we acquire every asset, praise God, that wisdom brings to the table. She says, I, wisdom, dwell with prudence. The wise person is also a prudent person. On top of things. Why? Because they have the necessary knowledge and understanding, praise God, that goes with the instructions that comes through wisdom. It says the fear of the Lord, verse 13, the fear of the Lord is to hate evil, pride, and arrogance. The fear of the Lord is to hate evil, pride, and arrogance, and the evil way. And the forward mouth do I hate, the perverse mouth I hate. Counsel is mine, and sound wisdom I am understanding. I have strength, by me kings reign, and princes decree justice. By me princes rule, and nobles, even all the judges of the earth. Praise God. I love them that love me. And those that seek me early shall find me. Riches, praise God. I bet you he's got somebody's attention this morning. It says, riches and honor are with me, yea, durable riches and righteousness. Durable riches, lasting riches, praise God. Lasting riches and righteousness. My fruit is better than gold, yes, than fine gold. My revenue better than choice silver. I lead in the way of righteousness in the midst of the paths of judgment, that I may cause those that love me to inherit substance. Praise God. That's enough all by itself, praise God, to embrace her. She says, all those that acquire me, she says, I lead them in the way of righteousness in the midst of the path of judgment, that I may cause those that love me to inherit substance. Praise God. And I will fill their treasures. The Lord possessed me. There it is. Praise God. The Lord possessed me, she says, in the beginning of his way. Before his works of old, I was set up from everlasting. From the beginning or ever the earth was. Praise God. May he add a blessing to the hearers, the readers, and doers of his word. We understand, saints of God, that wisdom packs a punch. Praise God. She brings so much to the table than above even our expectations and most of our understanding. There's some things that we have to have. In acquiring her, we are acquiring those things, praise God, that comes along with her. As she speaks, praise God, even at the gate, she speaks, praise God, crying out in places. There's not a lack of wisdom. Wisdom is speaking everywhere and at all times. The question is, are you listening to what she is saying? And there's a difference. Let me quickly remind us. There's a difference, saints of God, between hearing and listening. She didn't say that you hear me. She said, are you listening, praise God? Listening implies that you are able to repeat, praise God, retain those things that were mentioned prior so that you may be able to bring them up again. But if you are just hearing, you knew something was said, but you have no idea what was said, and therefore it is not a benefit to you. It's just like the word of God. He said, the difference is your hearing in those that heard were mixed with faith in some, but it's not with all. Some are just hearing, they're not listening, and it's not mixed with faith. There's some things that must transpire, that we must listen with the intent of adding these things unto our lives. Otherwise, it is of no benefit to us. You just heard some stuff, but it's not beneficial because you didn't retain the information given, and now it cannot help you in the way of causing a beneficial asset unto your life. Praise God. So wisdom brings so much to the table. She says, I ring with kings and princes operate by me, nobles and all the judges of the earth. Praise God. She said, I love them that love me, and those that seek me early shall find me. Praise God. There's a scripture in the Word of God that says, they that come unto me must first believe that I am, and that I am a rewarder. Hebrews 11 and 6, praise God. I am a rewarder of those that diligently seek me. You must first believe that I am. And then he says, the Lord, through Paul in Hebrews, I'm also a rewarder of those who diligently seek me. Praise God. And here it is again. Wisdom is speaking in verse 17 of chapter 8. She says, I love them that love me, and those that seek me early shall find me. And that implies diligence. Praise God. To the diligent, there's some things that you can acquire by simply paying close attention. Praise God. Taking copious notes, if you will, to when wisdom is speaking, she has something to say. And the things that she's speaking, they are of ultimate importance to those that hear, praise God, because they're adding something unto you. They're adding virtue. They're adding life unto those that hear, praise God. And so wisdom is speaking, and she brings so much to the table. And we go. She goes on to say, riches and honor are with me. And durable riches. There's such a thing, the Bible says, when God was speaking unto Joshua in Joshua 1 and 8, he says, this book of the law shall not depart from your mouth. Once again, the book of the law, speaking those things that are really applied to wisdom, the word of God, the knowledge of God. Paul said, I call every asset and every accolade and every accomplishment in my life, he said, I'll give all of that up for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ. Are you willing to give up some stuff for the excellency of the knowledge? Praise God. And it begins by receiving the wisdom that God has given through his word. And so as we hear the word of God and is speaking, praise God, those things that will cause us to prosper in our lives as we pay attention to what is being said. She says, my fruit is better than gold, yea, better than fine gold, and my revenue better than choice silver. I lead in the way of righteousness in the midst of the path of judgment, that I may cause those that love me to inherit substance. Praise God. She said, even the law possessed me in the beginning of his way. Before his works of old, praise God, he brought me to the table. Before he spoke the world into existence, God brought wisdom. She said, I was right there with God in the beginning. And through wisdom, praise God, he established the foundations of the earth. And the Bible says that he established before the foundation, his word was established, praise God. So wisdom really speaks of the word of God, which is God, John says, because it, well, not only was with God, it was God. And the word came down to come flesh, dwell among men, praise God. God accused the religious leaders, praise God. And we want to just tap back for a second to Hosea. He accused the religious leaders of keeping the people from knowing him. They were supposed to be spiritual leaders. Oh, God, I would to God that we had spiritual leaders that would share the knowledge, the wisdom, the understanding, praise God, that comes through the word of God. Not teaching people your opinion or your ideas, but rather the word of God. Just give them the word. We don't have to give them us, but give them him. Praise God, because that is what is needed. And so he accused these spiritual leaders. They were supposed to be spiritually leading the people, but they had become leaders in wrongdoing, leading the people in the wrong ways and doing the wrong things. They were your things. They were not his things. Praise God. The people may have said to one another, it must be okay if the leaders, praise God, the priests, the leaders are doing it.
Spiritual leadership is a heavy responsibility. Oh, God, I would to God that somebody is truly listening or hearing the Spirit of the Lord on today. He's speaking. Spiritual leadership is a heavy responsibility. He says in his word, "Thou be many teachers, knowing that you shall what? Receive the greater damnation." Don't be many teachers. There are many called, but only a few chosen. And the chosen ones, they're not teaching their own thing, doing their own thing. They're doing his things because we are ambassadors of Christ. That means as an ambassador, you're not carrying forth your own things. You're carrying forth the things, praise God, that truly be of the kingdom, the country to which you are representing. And so we are ambassadors of Christ. For the kingdom, praise God. Whether you teach a church school class or hold a church office or lead a Bible study, don't take your leadership responsibilities lightly. Be a leader who leads others to God. Wisdom's call is contrasted here in Proverbs. We spoke to many passages and verses. Wisdom's call is contrasted to the call of the immoral woman. That's in chapter 7. Wisdom is portrayed as a woman who guides us, chapter 8, verses 1 through 13, and makes us succeed, praise God, 8, 14 through 21. Wisdom was a present at the creation and works with the Creator, 8, 22 through 31. God approves of those who listen to wisdom's counsel, 8:32-35. Those who hate wisdom love death. Praise God, it is stated in the word, 8:36. Wisdom should affect every aspect of our entire life. From beginning to end, be sure to open all corners of your life to God's discretion and guidance. Praise his holy name. God says wisdom is primary and fundamental. It is the foundation on which all life is built. That's in Proverbs 8:22-31. May God add a blessing. We're out of time, beloved. We thank God for your listening to us on today. And we pray to God that you continue to press forth as you be diligent in the things that God is calling for. God bless, God keep, is our sincere prayer.
Thank you, Pastor Phil, for that inspirational word on this morning here in the studio. And we are now down to a commercial break. I'm Glenda Phillips, your host, here on God's Anointed Ministries Radio.
Do you need marital counseling to deal with your marital issues? Do you want resources to help enhance your marriage? Log on to www.godsanointedministries.com. to get in touch with Glenda and Rufus Phil. You can also check out their latest book on marriage called Diary of a Man, Heart of a Woman, as a self-help tool. Check out God's Anointed Ministries today. It's always time to pray. Prayer for our families, kids, and nation. Join Pastor Rufus and Glenda Phil of Timely Kingdom Objectives each Tuesday night at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time to pray. The call-in number is 1-605-475-4700, access code 1260#.
Global Harvest Kingdom Church, a global outreach church fulfilling the mandate of God to equip, empower, edify, encourage, and educate the people of God in this season. Global Harvest Kingdom Church, join us every Sunday at 10:30 a.m. Central Standard Time. Global Harvest Kingdom Church, a church on the move for God.
And welcome back to the Real Talk segment. I'm Glenda Fields, your host here on God's Anointed Ministries Radio. And Pastor Fields, we had comments from four individuals. Minister Cynthia N., she had the Virgin Islands, wanted to thank you for giving an inspirational word regarding wisdom in this time and this season. Also, Minister Jacqueline, she's in Barbados, she's stating, and she says, thank you for inspiring her. She feels as though she can move forward and do what God has called her to do in this season. She was saying that that word was key for her on today because she was looking for direction from God. And then Reverend Derek is in Atlanta, and he says, thank you, man of God, for just being true to the word of God. So we want to thank Minister Cynthia, Minister Jacqueline, and Reverend Derek. And then there's Brother Steve, and Brother Steve is in Jacksonville, Florida, and he says, you are an awesome man of God. Thank you for delivering the word. He said he will be praying for you and your ministry. So we want to thank all those individuals in the chat session that actually gave comments regarding the teaching, as well as those that are listening over the internet, that are listening via phone. We want to thank you for uplifting the man of God and listening to the radio broadcast. Pastor Fields, we're down to the last 4 minutes of the segment. And is there anything you will, any closing remarks you would like to give or a closing word of prayer that you would like to render for the listening audience? You have the opportunity to do so now.
Amen. Praise God. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we certainly thank you today for a wonderful opportunity, Lord God, that you have allowed us to be able to just hear another installment of your word, Father, the wisdom that comes from you, Father, that can surpass even all of our human level of understanding, God. Even your foolishness, the word of God says, is wiser than the wisdom of men, God, the foolish things of God. So, Father, we're praying today for those that are listening, God, those that heard the word. Father, may that word, Father, build up in them, God, to flow it over, Father, to life eternal, that they may take these words, God, that were being given on today, God, and that they may nurture them in their hearts, God, not to sit on them, God, but to share them with others. To spread the word, God, unto all men as your word is called. Father, we thank you today that wisdom is causing us, God, to move forward. Wisdom, Father, is causing us to persevere in the word. Wisdom, God, is a protection, God. You said in a multitude of counsel, there is safety. So we thank you for wisdom today. May you touch each and every man, woman, young man, and young lady that is listening on today. May you continue, Father, to enhance their lives with the wisdom that comes from you. You said not from, it doesn't come from the east or west, but it comes from up above, out from thee, Lord God. So may your wisdom, God, continue to guide, to protect, to lead, to enhance us as we look unto you, the author and the finisher of our faith. Bless my brothers and sisters today, God, who are listening, and may you continue to strengthen them, God, that they may go forth and do mighty works for the kingdom. It's in the name of Jesus, our Lord, we pray, and we give you glory, honor, and praise. Thank God.
Thank you for that prayer, Pastor Fields. And we're now down to the close of the segment. And you can contact Pastor Fields if you wanted any other information regarding his ministry at www.godsanointedministries.com, as well as view upcoming show segments. Email him regarding your comments or feedback regarding the segment, as well as avail yourself to monetary access to give him, and you can do that on his website. There's various ministries there that he has that you can render your donations to, as well as sponsor the Man of God for radio and television segments. Thank you once again for tuning in and listening to the Real Talk segment here on God's Anointed Ministries Radio. I am Glenda Fields, your host.
In him do I live, move, and have my being.
In him do I live, move, and have my being.
In him do I live, move, and have my being.
In him do I live, move, and have my being.
'Cause I'm nothing without you.
I'm nothing without
you. Lord, I'm nothing without
you.
Nothing without you.
Nothing without
you. In you, do I live? I'm nothing without you.